You're such an asshole.
Hey kids, how you doing? We're going to rise to the defense. We're going to look empirically at a person I despise. And I'll admit I've not consumed his works. I've just read enough about him and had enough of his stuff shoved in my face back when I was a kid. It's like Christianity. You keep shoving it in any religion. There's going to be a natural upchuck. And then as you get a little bit older, it's like, yeah, you're just a basic bitch socialist. I don't care what academic credentials it is, but sometimes morons do something good, right? So we're going to talk here. Hello, Aaron. This is a video request. So some of your previous videos, you said Noam Chomsky has done nothing of value in his life. I agree that his political philosophy is a load of crap. However, he has made very large and important contributions to formal language theory, which is important to some fields of computer science. Chomsky was the first person to describe what is now called the Chomsky hierarchy. Knowledge of the Chomsky hierarchy has had an important practical impact on computer programming language design and document format design. Every programming language made after COBOL and Fortran has been strongly influenced by his ideas and has avoided design pitfalls that plague those languages. Well, good. Furthermore, his contributions to formal language theory led to the creation of tools like Lex and Yak that made the creation of all modern programming languages and many document formats like HTML and LaTeX substantially easier. I want to know if you would reconsider your opinion about his life as a whole and his Clery test rating in light of his contributions to computer science. I don't know if I've ever said that. Well, maybe I have, but I don't know that I'm like, he's a completely worthless human. All right. You know more about it. Yes, he's made contributions. Good for him. But it's kind of like the Les Grossman quote from Tropic Thunder. You know, I'm Sergeant Tayback. I'm the guy who wrote the book. Oh. You're a great American hero. Thank you for your service. Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job. And it's kind of like that. Yes, he did. Okay, fine. We'll knock off half a point. I'm not knocking off a full point because he's never done anything in his life because he's parked his fucking ass in academia. And when the fucking last time was that contribution? Probably before I was alive, maybe when I was still in elementary school. And yeah, okay, fine. He did some great things. And then he pissed as a net. Negative as his net contribution to society. He made all these great contributions and then pissed it away advocating an ideology that is slavery, is theft, has a horrifically bad track record, and it's caused net negative. So whatever economic production came from him has been negated or mooted by him advocating probably the most horrific human ideology ever to come into existence. The moralization of slavery and theft, which it's not possible. You cannot steal from other people and enslave other people and call it moral. But that's what social and that's a and here's another thing. Perhaps I would not be so adamant on two accounts of my hatred for this man. One, having it shoved in my face, admittedly not his fault. But it's like, that's all we heard. It's like, oh, fuck off. We got to take all these. Who is this guy? Why? Oh, he's just a brilliant man. Like, shut up. Right. And then the second thing, this is where I'm really perturbed. He claims to be a libertarian socialist, which then it means you're a hypocrite. Like, you know, you're just trying to be popular. Look, pick on Vaush much as you want. At least he's honest and he admits he's a socialist or communist. All right. But when I hear I'm a libertarian socialist, I'm cool with that. Shut the fuck up. You're a hypocrite now on top of it. And it's just like, dude, go away, boomer. Just fucking go away. I'll give you another example. Look up Phyllis Kahn. I don't even know if she's alive anymore, but it's kind of the same thing. Phyllis Kahn was a state rep in Minnesota for the longest time until a Somali bumped her off. Not physically. I mean, she was dethroned, unelected, because she wasn't leftist enough. But if you looked at her educational background, it was very impressive. She was a doctor, I think medical doctor, PhD in STEM, and very impressive, legit. And then she decided to piss it away on politics. It's like, what the fuck? You got this great brain. You got this talent. You got this ability. And you spend most of your time advocating to enslave other people. And that's all social. Don't, oh, but they're rich. Oh, but they're, no. You're advocating parasitism. And then the craw on my feather is the, hey, kids, I'm a libertarian socialist. Pachow. Oh, fuck right off. Just fuck right off. You're already advocating parasitism. You already want to enslave me. and now you're doing it to be popular. It's like, get out of here, you virtue signaling fuck. I don't know who that is. So, yes, he did contribute. Does it make me reconsider his overall contribution? Sure. Okay, so it gets half a point. Take it off on the Clary test. He's still a hypocrite advocating the worst political idea, the worst evil in human history. And then you could almost have to argument communism is slavery. Like, outright slavery, I'd say, is probably the worst human evil. Probably the worst. But I'm like, and communism, no, you got, well, wait a minute, but isn't it really just enslaving people? Isn't it? Okay, we allow you to kind of do your own thing. Maybe it's not total slave enslavement. Although, I don't know, somebody who lived under the Soviet Union might disagree. You got communism light now in China. With huge underlying capitalist forces getting people out of poverty. And this washed up academic fuck comes along. Hey, maybe he can wear like a disco stew outfit and be cool with the kids. And hey, you know, does he have long hair? Oh, he does. Wow, zany. So I just, okay, fine. He contributed things. To computer science in the Carter administration. Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job. You're a great American hero. Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job. So yeah, okay, good for him. I'm sure Hitler did one or two nice things too. I'm sure Stalin, he worked on a car and made it work. I don't know. I'm sure every bad, immoral, amoral hypocrite has probably done something right in their lives, just as good people have done something wrong in their life. But Mr. Libertarian Socialist, get on the train of get the fuck out of here and go to Nowheresville, you lying sack of boomer fuck. So there we go. Any Superman got no. Boom. Fuck you, Sean. All right. That's what's happening. He's getting old. He's just trying to be relevant now. All right. See you kids later. Toodles.